The following program originally aired in 1992.
Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Lee Konitz, and he's one of the great jazz stylists on alto sax. Not only that, he's a composer, arranger, teacher, and there's more. He plays piano, too. I know that because I just heard you. But we're not going to start out with you on piano.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Are you pleased about that? Well, we have enough songs to play here, whether you do them on alto or soprano or piano, whatever.
I figured once I established some credentials, I could get away with the piano playing a little easier.
Well, you were just in Europe, and I guess I should congratulate you for winning this wonderful Danish prize. What do they call
it? The first prize I ever won. It took me 64 years to win a prize. And so I recommend to all the students out there, stay around as long as you can.
Not only that, go to Denmark.
Don't change anything. Just go there.
But that's wonderful. It's like the sort of Danish Nobel Prize, isn't it?
Someone referred to it that way. I wrote my brother in Chicago and told him he was telling everybody in Chicago I won the Nobel Prize. I said, no, it's not quite that.
It's pretty darn good. Well, let's play something. Here we are. Getting sentimental over you.
Fine.
Okay?
Great.
I've always wondered, like on that last tune, how you develop all those lines. Where did you, when you first started playing, did you start right out thinking in those terms? We're going to play these long, sort of interesting lines on the tune.
Well, I heard the great players of that time. They were playing long, interesting lines, I think. So I tried to do it my way. During the time that I had studied and apprenticed with Lenny Tristano, he was very much encouraged that kind of playing.
Did you study? Did you play in school? What happened?
I played in school, and I studied with some people who just taught me how to play the saxophone. And then I met Tristano in my teens, and became interested in the music. And he encouraged me greatly to try to play as spontaneously as possible and at the same time know all the information that's necessary to make that happen properly. And it does work.
It's a funny thing. It's a combination in order to do what we just did with that tune, you really have to know the tune. You can't just sort of have the tune in your head. You have to basically know all the ins and outs of the changes and the melodic line.
I think that's essential for playing these tunes. I like to play very familiar tunes and then try to stretch them as far as they'll go. I mean, that's really kind of the name of the game for me. And that could mean even removing the chord structure, agreeing to play the song without the chord structure and make up a totally new harmonic progression, but based on the melody of that song and the meter of that song.
Well, now that's something you'd have to rehearse, though, isn't it?
Well, it depends. If people are experienced doing that, I do this a lot with the people I play with all over the world. They're all familiar enough with all the things you are and those very familiar standards that they're willing to take more chances.
Well, see, I don't know. I'd like to try that.
You want to try it once for a second?
Yeah, just a second, yeah.
Let me get my horn, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to play All the Things You Are without stating anything inherent in All the Things You Are, except the fact that the melody will roll by, and then you just react to that once.
Okay. Interesting. It's something new and different for me. And boy, that's nice, you know, to be doing the show and have somebody come along and get me into a different mode. I love it.
Great.
Now, well, let's get some more information from you. You suggested earlier doing an unaccompanied solo on the horn. Oh. I would love that.
Oh, thank you. I do that usually every day in my bedroom, so I'll try to share that.
Well, we'll all think of you in your bedroom.
Thank you.
What is this solo going to be?
I'll play some variations of Stella by Starlight. I wanted to just mention that I think one of our obligations as horn players, of course, is to be able to realize the song, the meter of the song, and be able to play variations, knowing how that is laid out, 32 bars, and all of the information that we must know about the chords and everything. So we have to imply the harmonies, of course, but I think that's when I'm teaching anybody, this is usually where I start, just to find out how to really play a tune very straight ahead and then stretch it out as far as you can take it.
I can't wait to hear this.
No, well, don't go away.
I won't. Funny, I was listening to that Stella by Starlight, and I could really follow the melody so beautifully, and I could actually hear the harmony that I would do behind that.
Oh, great!
But it mightn't have been what you wanted to hear. But you know, that was very logical. I thought the way you did that.
Oh, thank you. I thought since I had the presumption to play a solo piece that maybe you would bless us with one of your own.
Well, this is one by Dave Brubeck. When it first came out, I guess I took a liking to it and been playing it ever since. In your own sweet way, you've probably played that.
Oh, yes, that's a nice tune.
Okay, here goes. It's funny. I guess because you're here, I'm hearing different things to play. Then,
good.
You know, I guess you're making me think about things I wasn't thinking about before. It's nice.
That's great.
Let's get into one more totally improvised tune. On the alto this time.
Yeah.
Like Someone in Love.
Oh, that sounds like a good one.
Okay.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.
Thank you.